to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning, the 1st of October 2020. There's a lot to get through, and who would have thought at the start of the year the footy finals would be starting on this very day? We'll get a preview here with Joel Selwood, who says the Cats are ready and fresh after the break.
We've sort of limped into a few finals at times, whereas, right now it's there's a buzz around in these corridors anyway.
Meanwhile, Ken Hinckley is trying to stop Tom Hawkins this time around after he dominated in the Cats' 10-goal win last time they played.
Tom, to his credit, on that night was in awesome form. He was unstoppable almost in that game. But if we go back to this game here last year when we played against Geelong, I don't think Tom kicked a goal. Actually, I think Cluz had the better of him in that year. So forms, it is relevant because it's there, but it's the next game that's a really important part.
And what a huge weekend of racing we've got, highlighted by the Turnbull Stakes on the weekend. Nice to see Surprise Baby going around again. Here's Paul Pruska on her return this week.
Yeah, look, he's the run 49. He's nice and sharp and, all the boxes are ticked and he's in tip-top shape. So Saturday, look forward to getting that one behind me,
Can't wait to see him again on Saturday. Plenty to get through on the Breakfast Bite, including the biggest name in the women's game in tennis out of the French Open. More on that next.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Yes, Andrew Mays with you for the next 25 minutes as we run through the latest in the world of racing and sport before Huff and Whitey take over with the Breakfast Club after 6 this morning. Craig Gabriel will have the latest from the French Open. More on Serena Williams' withdrawal after 6.30. Then the early mail before 7 as well. Brad Johnson will join the guys after 7 this morning for the Thursday footy preview, looking ahead to tonight's clash between the Power and the Cats. Then Brisbane Lions assistant Jed Adcock to join the guys. Looking forward to heading to Perth, hearing from Taylor Adams, Collingwood midfielder, now All-Australian as well, to get inside the inner sanctum of the Pies. NBL, the owner of the NBL, Larry Kesselman, to join the guys after the Jack Jumpers was revealed as the name of the new NBL team in Tasmania. Interesting decision. Looking forward to Half and Whitey's take on that after 6 this morning. And then St Kilda star backman this year, Dougal Howard, will have a chat to the boys ahead of their elimination final against the Western Bulldogs. Can't wait to be tuning in to Michael Felgate with Racing Pulse after 8.30 this morning. All the form, all of the previews ahead of a massive weekend of racing. And then after 10.30 this morning, RSN Central with Gareth Hall. Looking forward, as always, on a Thursday to David Gately's preview. He will join Gareth after 11 this morning. So a very busy Thursday morning as we head up towards a huge weekend of racing and sport. Let's start though with the footy. All eyes will be on the Adelaide Oval tonight as the Cats travel to Port Adelaide's fortress this year. Let's have a listen to Captain Joel Selwood about where the Cats are at.
I think we're different. We're different to what we have been before. We've had a great year to date, matured along the way, and it's been a fair journey up till now. It's a bit this season in 2020, and really looking forward to starting a new season right now. Well, we look past Mark is literally just looking at Thursday night and making sure that we get the job done. Yeah, I mean, we came off the Sydney game really well. We obviously had a couple of guys that sat out of that game too. We'll take a big squad over to Adelaide, and we are as healthy as what we've ever been. Which is really exciting for our group. We've sort of limped into a few finals at times, whereas, right now it's there's a buzz around in these corridors anyway. So really looking forward to what we can put out there.
Joel Selwood speaking there. Let's hear how he's going in terms of his own fitness, having missed a fair chunk of the back end of the season.
Well, I probably knew that match fitness would be a little bit limited if I was going to do it the way that we planned on doing it, but I was always okay with that. It was more make sure the body's in as good as nick as what it possibly can be. I'm up and running, I'm feeling good. I've got a number of sessions back to back, which is which I haven't quite done for a long time, Mitch. So it's that's the exciting part about it. And now it's just to put it into games. And I've played enough of those to know what I need to do. Initially started about 3 weeks was the plan. And then when the rescheduling came out for that last round, we pushed it out again. But to be honest, they were short conversations. I knew what the plan was. What helped was the boys were playing really well at the time. So I could see the growth within the group, which was really that was really appealing to nearly stay out of the side. As much as I was getting jealous of what they were doing, it was for me to feel really good at the end of the day too. So I'm there now. I'm feeling really good. It's gone to plan, and now I've just got to help out and finish the rest of it. The year itself is at times been challenging because we've been on the go quite a fair bit and been around each other for long periods of time. But personally, I'm feeling really good. We've got a group too that's you know, up and running. If I'm not sure if you made it to training the other night, but it was as quick and as fast as I've seen us run around for a long while. So that's a great sign.
Joel Selwood there speaking yesterday. Let's head to the power side of things now with Ken Hinckley on where Port Adelaide are situated heading into the qualifying final tonight.
We're in really good form, and they've been in equally as good a form, but we haven't lost a game since we played the Cats. We learned a lot from the game that we played against Geelong. We're playing here at Adelaide Oval. We've got some, you know, some things in our favour that perhaps weren't in our favour last time, but that still won't make it easy. This is going to be a big game and a great game. It's a qualifying final, playing against one of the title holders, to be honest, over a long period of time, and we look forward to it. I think we had a really good trial game against Collingwood, if I can use the trial game as a way. And Collingwood had lots to play for. We had lots to play for. There was a big moment at the end of that game for both sides. You know, it was a contested game of football that we played up at the Gabba. It really prepared us well. And our boys, they don't need to be any better or worse than that. They just need to be honest in the contest all day. Finals football's tough, and they know that. We're in a pretty good space, and we're built to play finals footy. Certainly gives you confidence. Gives you confidence that over the whole season we've earned the right to be on top. Gives us a chance to play here at home in front of the fans. There's lots of reasons why you'd want to finish on top, and it should give you confidence. And you know, our team's been a really consistent team right through the season.
Port Adelaide and the Cats tonight. Just the team changes, in case you haven't caught up on those that were released yesterday. Ryan Burton, Tom Cleary and Zach Butters come in for the power. So good changes, good ins. Woodcock, Lennett and Bonner have all been omitted. Meanwhile, two changes for the Cats. Reece Stanley in for Sava Radaglia. So Stanley gets the nod ahead of Radaglia in the ruck. And Tom Atkins is in for Jack Stephen, so opting for a bit of forward pressure rather than Jack Stephen as an extra midfielder. So the former Saint misses out on the qualifying final tonight. Port Adelaide and Geelong at the Adelaide Oval at 7:40 p.m. We'll get to a bit more footy later on in the breakfast spot, but time now to head to the racing world. As you heard, Paul Pruska spoke off the top with Surprise Baby going around on the weekend in the Turnbull. His assessment of how the baby is placed this year compared to last.
Yeah, for sure. He's grown a lot mentally, you know. He stands in the stalls a bit, and a bit easier to do everything with, in particular around home, working him. He's a lot more seasoned, a lot more relaxed, and a bit more professional. So it's crazy when you look back and you go, that was the first race prep, last prep. And, you know, to have him still fighting good on his second prep, it's a luxury. They're a bit smarter and a bit easier to train, you know.
And the decision to go to the Turnbull, was that always the plan, or was that something that evolved after his first up run in the Fian?
Oh, look, I always had it there. I don't mind the spaces between his runs. So for me, I thought a good 2,000, sharp 2,000 metres would be the same quality as a 2,500. I was always a bit more interested for the Turnbull. So anyway, we're there Saturday, and hopefully we got it right.
There we go. Surprise Baby in the Turnbull on the weekend. Looking forward to him strutting his stuff again. Should be fantastic. He's a $6.50 chance at the moment. Very elegant leads betting at the moment at $4.40. Tab.com.au. Speaking of Saturday at Flemington, going to be a massive day in the Bart Cummings as well, as a number of horses has put their hand up to try and gain a ticket into the Melbourne Cup, including Shabao. The money has come for Shared Ambition, who's into $4.60. At tab.com.au, Shabao's second favourite at $5.50. Here's trainer Rob Hickmott on Shabao after a few questions after last start.
No, look, he's been pretty straightforward, the horse. After that turn track, he did feel a little bit in his joints, but most of them would have after that good 3 days when the rain didn't come. So he's, you know, we're very lucky to have the massive launch facility to accommodate for that. And, you know, the water warp has been a godsend, and the ice pass and treadmilling in the track. So, look, he's in perfect order, the horse going that day. You know, it's Willie's got a better handle on the horse now, and, you know, probably a little bit of my error having him just a bit fresh than should have. And, you know, he's just got over racing a bit, but I'm sure on Saturday, once he gets some cover in there, he'll drop his head nicely and prove a much easier ride for Willie.
So Rob Hickmott hoping for better things from Shabao in the Bart Cummings as he tries to get a ticket to the first Tuesday in November and the biggest race of the year. So a fascinating Saturday about to take place at Flemington. In case you missed any of those two chats, head to the website rsn.net.au, or you can podcast them by subscribing to the Racing Pulse podcast from your local podcast provider. Let's head to the NRL now. A bit of news yesterday with Kevin Walters finally confirmed as the coach of the Brisbane Broncos. But what does it mean for Craig Bellamy? He, Kevin Walters that is, has wants the support of Bellamy, who has been mooted to move north to Brisbane on a potential 10-year deal as coaching director.
I've got no problems with that. I mean, Craig and I have worked extensively, you know, at the Broncos and also down at the Melbourne Storm. So obviously I'll be very supportive of him, whichever decision he comes up with.
What it does mean, though, in terms of the coaching shuffle is that it looks like Wayne Bennett will return to the Queensland State of Origin job. So plenty of movement up north of the Victorian border in terms of the coaching ranks in the NRL. Let's head to the tennis from overnight. Now, this was fascinating waiting up this morning, going to check on Serena Williams' score from overnight to find out that she has withdrawn. Here is Serena explaining why.
I think Achilles is a real injury that you don't want to play with, because that is not good. If it gets worse, I think it's one of the worst, so I don't want it to get to that point.
Not good news there at all for Serena. You'd think she'd take the next month or two off with that Achilles complaint, and hopefully we will see her back at the Australian Open in January, where she'll be looking to go on ahead of Margaret Court in terms of the amount of Grand Slams won. Speaking of Australia, it wasn't a good night again for the Australians. This time on the women's side of things, Astra Sharma went down to Alexandrova, the number 27 seed from Russia, in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3. And Daria Gavrilova, despite taking the first set 7-5, lost the next two, 6-4, 6-3, to Eugenie Bouchard, who progresses through to the third round. So that is it for the Australian women at the French Open. In terms of the seeds, Elena Svitolina got through, 6-3, love 6, 6-2. So a bit of a hiccup in the middle there. As I mentioned, Serena Williams withdrew. Anna Samova got through, 6-2, 6-love. And Victoria Azarenka, the number 10 seed, probably one of the biggest casualties of the day, losing 6-2, 6-2. So that is how things played out overnight on the women's side of things. On the men's side of things, Rafael Nadal went through in straight sets. Alex Zverev in five sets. So that's another five-setter for him, two in a row. 2-6, 6-4, 7-6, 4-6, 6-4. Stan Wawrinka, the 16th seed, got through in four sets. Dominic Thiem also through in straight sets. So a lot of the good, or the high seeds, doing well here at the French Open on the men's side of things. We'll keep you updated as those scores continue to roll in through the morning. Craig Gabriel to join the Breakfast Club after 6:30 with a full wrap of the results from yesterday. Time for a break. On the other side of this, we'll catch up on some cricket from overnight and yesterday with the Australian women's team in action. Some NBA ahead of the finals being played over there in the States today, plus the rest of your footy and racing news next.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Welcome back to the show. Just bringing you up to date with some cricket over the last 24 hours and New Zealand winning the third and final T20 international against Australia yesterday in an upset. 7 for 123 the Aussies made with no one really able to get firing. Gardner was the best with the bat making 29 and New Zealand were able to chase it down with three balls to spare. 5 for 125 they made, winning by 5 wickets, and none of the Australian bowlers apart from Georgia Wareham, who took 2 for 19, able to make any inroads. Let's hear from Meg Lanning after what must admit is a pretty disappointing loss in the third and final T20 international.
Well, there's lots to learn, as there was in the first couple of games. Well done to New Zealand for today's victory, very well earned. Unfortunately, we couldn't continue the momentum that we had, but New Zealand are a world-class side, so we expected them to fight back, and really looking forward to the ODIs. I think it's going to be a great battle.
IPL from overnight, and it was Pat Cummins v Steve Smith. The Kolkata Knight Riders making 6 for 174. Pat Cummins with the bat making 12 from 10 deliveries. In reply, the Rajasthan Royals could only muster 9 for 137. Steve Smith, who has been opening the batting for the side that he's captaining over there, the Rajasthan Royals, made 3. And Paddy Cummins was the man who got him. 3 from 7 deliveries caught by the keeper, Kartik. So Paddy Cummins will have the bragging rights over his fellow Australian captain, or former Australian captain, rather. And Pat Cummins also taking 1 for 13 with the ball from his 3 overs. So a nice bowling display by him to guide the Kolkata Knight Riders to a 37-run victory overnight. Let's head to a bit of NBA. Now, this was fascinating yesterday. Will Weaver, who is the coach of the Sydney Kings, used to be an assistant coach over in the NBA, gave us a rare insight into the mind of LeBron James in his early coaching days at the Philadelphia 76ers.
We played him in a preseason game our first year at Philadelphia, and we ran a set that was called the same thing as the San Antonio Spurs did, where my boss Brett Brown used to work. And the first time we called it in a preseason game, LeBron talks the entire defense through exactly what's about to happen, how they're going to blow it up. They get a steal, they go down and dunk it. And he brings that level of commitment and intelligence. It's the total package.
So the NBA playoffs to start a little later today. Speaking of basketball, looking forward to having Larry Kesselman on the Breakfast Club this morning to talk about the Jack Jumpers. The new NBL team in Tasmania finally has a name, and we'll get a few of the reactions from you, no doubt, throughout this morning. Shoot us a text 0416 90 50 52. Very interested to get your thoughts on that one, or check it out on our social media channels. Back to the footy world ahead of tonight's clash between Port Adelaide and Geelong. In case you missed the teams earlier, two changes for the Cats. Radigalia goes out of the lineup along with Jack Stephen. And in terms of coming in, interesting to see Tom Atkins, who has been given the nod. So good news for him and Reece Stanley as well over Asava Radigalia. So that is how things lie for the Cats. On the Port side of things, Burton, Cleary and Butters back into the lineup. Three good ins, Woodcock, Lynott and Bonner have all been omitted for the Power. Let's take a look ahead to the game between the Western Bulldogs and St Kilda. Josh Bruce here on facing his old side in his first elimination final as a Western Bulldog.
I'm very excited. Obviously, it's came out very well to play St Kilda, and I've been in the game, as I said, for 9 seasons or so now. So, very excited to play my first finals. I'm normally on holidays this time of year and watching very enviously of all the teams that are in. So, I'm really looking forward to testing my mettle against September or October as is this year. So, really looking forward to it. It's just excitement now. I mean, we had the game earlier in the year, and that kind of got any of the nerves or anxiety away from actually playing them, and now I'm just really looking forward to hopefully beating them. Should be a good match. They're obviously going really well, and we're in good form ourselves, so looking forward to hopefully a bit of crowd up at the Gabba and playing a bit of finals.
to Scott Pendlebury now, as the Pies will be taking on West Coast over at Perth Stadium on Saturday night. They've been labelled the Dirty Pies from the West Australian paper yesterday. Let's have a listen to what the Magpie skip had to say about that on Fox Sports last night.
It was just doing the rounds on social media about the dirty Pies or Dirty Magpies or something. So, yeah, it is what it is. We don't really have a say in what they're going to print over here. I just think for us, we've got more things to worry about than what the press are going to say and how we're viewed over here. We're here to win a game of football. If we're Dirty Pies and we win a game of football, great. The thing is, we knew what we're coming into having been here already for 3 weeks last time, so we know what to expect. You know, it is different not being able to leave the confines of the resort here. And but, you know, we'll be ready come Saturday night. And I suppose West Coast aren't too different. They're quarantining at home at the moment as well. And I think they get out of their home quarantine Thursday or Friday. So they're clean for 24 hours and they become dirty again when they play us.
Scott Pendlebury speaking there last night. Let's head to Brady Mychek now. He's still got a few things to work out regarding his contract for next season.
My manager's sort of taking care of that behind the scenes. I've tried to keep away from it and think more about footy. I see a lot in the news and everything about it. Try and keep away from that and just focus on the next game. And you have mates and all family texting you about it. So my manager and I are working through it. And yeah, the I'm happy with the club and everything's going smoothly. So yeah, just focus on this game on the weekend and hopefully the rest of the final series. And then after all that's done, I'm sure we'll get something done.
Bit of off-field drama yesterday as the quarantine breach by Jesse Hogan was revealed. He's been sent to a hotel now to quarantine for 2 weeks. Is WA Police Minister Michelle Roberts on why?
Because the odd AFL footballer does the wrong thing, it doesn't mean the whole community should be punished. A very, very stupid thing to do, AFL footballers. I'm not sure why people put them on quite such a high pedestal or they have such high expectations of them. We've been tougher on footballers than any other state, and it would seem we've been tougher with good reason.
Can't argue with that. Jesse Hogan sent to a hotel to basically sit in a room for 2 weeks. So he's got 2 weeks to think about his misdemeanour. Speaking of which, Ross Lyon says last night on Channel 9 that he has been in touch with Harley Bunnell and hopefully he can get home to WA as soon as possible.
Yeah, I spoke to him after the COVID breach on the Sunday night. And then over the last couple of days, through text, because it was very hard to reach Harley on phone. But yeah, I could bring my phone up. He's got the ticket home. Application's been through. He'll be home Perth in the next 48 hours, which is really important. You know, a boy's dream comes to the end. It's devastating, and whether it's Jack Watts, Harley Bunnell, and he's going to need support. And, you know, I don't know what's occurred. I haven't asked because I really didn't know. I knew where he was. I never asked who you're with, what you're doing. It was just, can I support? Are you okay? We need to get you home. And now that's organised, I'm really pleased with that, to get him home to his family. Yep.
That's good news indeed. Let's finish with Mark McClure last night on AFL 360. He had something to say, of course, about Kevin Sheedy's move to the Essendon board.
I love Kevin Sheedy. I think he's been a magnificent person in our football career. But they're rolling him out like a performing seal. They're looking for something good to happen at Essendon, and is Kevin the right bloke to bring back in there? He may be great on the board because he's a simple guy and he does simple things well, but really it's Xavier Campbell who put all this together, and he needs to explain himself a little bit on what's happened in the last 12 months.
Mark McClure there speaking on AFL 360. I'm sure a few Essendon supporters might have some of the same questions. That's it for the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning. Huge Breakfast Club coming up and a lot to get through on the show. Stay tuned at 8:30 as well for Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate. Then Gareth Hall from 10:30 to take you all the way up to the first on RSN Central. A busy Thursday morning coming your way. Keep it locked. If you miss any of it, head to rsn.net.au or subscribe to any of the podcasts. We'll chat again tomorrow.